Good morning. This week's Parshas Bo. I'd like to dedicate this Dvar Torah Le'ili Nishmas to my grandfather, who unfortunately just passed away this week. His name is Mordechai Tzvi ben Baruch ben Sion. In this week's Parshas Bo, in addition to the last three of the Makos, as we know, the Gematria of Bo is three, so it's a good way of remembering how many Makos are in this week's Parsha. But in addition to that, we have the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael as a nation, that of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And the question is, why is Klal Yisrael compared to the moon? Which is why we were given the first mitzvah as a nation, that of Kiddush HaChodesh, whereas the non-Jews are compared to the sun. So I'd like to discuss two ideas. The first being that of the Sfas Emes. A beautiful idea the Sfas Emes says is that Klal Yisrael shine even in darkness. Whereas the nations of the world, in order for them to exist, they have to be shining. They have to be in the daytime, in their complete gvura. But once they wane, once they lose their power, they're lost in the annals of history. Just like we see by the Romans and the Greeks, Syrians, v'chuli, many, many examples throughout the history, where they had their moment of shining, and then, as they start to lose power, they're lost forever. Whereas the Jews, we are a nation that even in the darkness, and specifically in the darkness, that's when we shine. Because all the other nations of the world know that there's never getting rid of the Jew. That's the idea of the Sfas Emes. And Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal has also a nice, beautiful idea. He says that the nations of the world, their koach can come from themselves. It might be stagnant, but it's the same size, it's the same amount of koach that they have, spiritual powers that they have every single day. That doesn't change. However, our koach, our power comes from how we reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The koach of a moon is not its own koach. The koach of the moon is a reflection, happens to be a reflection of the sun, but it's a reflection really of the light. And the more that we reflect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, the more we shine. The more we turn away from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, the more we are showing gullus, we are showing darkness, we are not being able to show our true koach, our true power. And that's the sod, that's the secret of HaChodesh HaZalechem, that's the secret of Rosh Chodesh. This recognition that when we turn to the light and we reflect the light, that's when we are most powerful. And when we turn away, we start to wane and we start to lose our koach. But there's always that ability to come back. Right? Just like the moon wanes and gets smaller and smaller, ultimately can get big. So too, even if we're on the lowest levels of Tumah, which we were in Mitzrayim on the 49th level of Tumah, we were very few days later we were able to be getting the Torah. We're able to be on the levels or even greater than Malachim, because that's our Koach. Our Koach is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, that's what we are able to receive. And I think that these two lessons of taking pride in the fact that even in darkness, we as a nation can shine. But our shining is only as much power is as we reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. So that we have to understand that that's where our koach comes from. Never to chas v'shalom think kochem ve'otzem yadi, that our strength comes from ourselves. Rather, our strength and our success as a nation only comes if we reflect the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.